Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Since its 1995 feature debut, Toy Story, Pixar Studios has had one hit after another. Films including Toy Story 2, Monsters, Inc., Bug's Life, Finding Nemo, and most recently, Toy Story 3. The key to Pixar's success is great storylines with characters people can relate to and believe in. And a big key to that is the painstaking effort that goes into animation, creating characters that move like we do, whose expressions are natural. Well, whatever's natural for a talking fish. Andrew Gordon is a senior animator at Pixar, and I caught up with him when he was in town recently for the semi-permanent design conference.
There's something about Pixar films that's just an extra layer of polish or something that brings them ahead of anything else out there, in my opinion, on the market. What is it?
Well, I think it's attention to detail. It's looking at every possibility and never really locking the story down so that it's like, all right, we're done. You know, like, they always are trying to improve it right up until the last second. You know? And I think that trickles down to every department in terms of animation, you know, working on the movement. There's just people really want to make it as good as possible.
This Toy Story 2 was, in my opinion, one of the best films ever, let alone an animated film. Working on Toy Story 3, what was the pressure like to get that right?
Well, I mean, for the director, there was a lot of pressure. I mean, Leon Kripke did an incredible job, not only with just getting the right people, but also just working with all the artists and telling everybody what they want. And I think that mostly it was definitely a little bit stressful in the beginning for me, just because, you know, we had to get the characters looking exactly the way that they did in the second one, but better. And so some of the work was a little monotonous, you know, trying to match things and get everything perfect. But it was actually, I'm not going to lie, it was a very difficult movie to work on because of the amount of characters in the scenes. There was so, for animation, it was very difficult to animate so many. Every shot had like 12, 13 characters. So as an animator, it was difficult sometimes.
Those shots in the toy room, the daycare center, had toys running left, right, and center, basically in Miami.
That sequence was actually one of the heights of production, where everybody on the show was pulled on to that sequence because there were so many characters. So we shut down literally production on every other sequence just to bang that one out quickly.
You've given a talk earlier today about the various stages in production. To people out there in radio land that maybe don't know what an animator is or what your specific role is, because you're not sitting there drawing on the transparencies these days. Only tell me, briefly, what it is you do.
Well, the simple kind of layman's answer to that is first, like, you know, have you ever played with your toys when you're a kid? And you know how you make them act? You know, you make them kind of walk around, and they have little personalities, right? An animator is essentially doing that in a sense, but to a higher level of detail, where they really are controlling every movement of the gesture, the movement, the facial expression, and you're in a sense trying to tell a story. You know, the story is set by the time an animator gets it, and you're describing what is happening in that scene. Let's say Woody needs to come up to a fire hydrant and see his friends he thinks being crushed in a garbage compactor. You have to get the emotion in there of, oh my God, no, Buzz, Jesse, you know, and get that acting into the character, right? And so you're charged not necessarily with, obviously, the voice. You're charged with the acting and the action, right? So they're like, you know, we are like the actors of the studio in terms of the characters who are making the performances come alive.
I've heard you say before that the eyes are the most important part of the character. When you were given the responsibility of Mike Wazowski in Monsters, Inc., that must have been great, because Mike Wazowski is one big eye.
I didn't really know. I mean, I was definitely a younger animator. That was over 10 years ago. And I was mostly probably given that character because of my personality. You know, and I'm like a, you know, Jersey guy and from New Yorker, and Billy Crystal was kind of like a, they just get this kind of back east attitude, you know. And so it was more about that first, and the eye became like, wow, I really do need to look at this and study what an eye does so that it doesn't look like a toy. You know, it had to look fleshy. And it was really hard because every time Mike was on scene, it was all of a sudden a target. Your eye goes to him very quickly. So, you know, it was challenging from a staging perspective of how to get Mike from not always taking the scene away, right? How do you stage characters so that he's not always the focus of attention? So I think that it was really challenging but really rewarding, and I kind of relate most to that character.
And yet at the same time, as Sally, the character required some major leaps in technology, didn't it, to create, to make the hair move? So you had some big challenges, you know, both of their characters.
Yeah, that was the first time we were doing a hair, like really good hair, and also the first time we were doing cloth. Boo, there was like a whole team just to do Boo's shirt. Right now, obviously, you know, Incredibles came along and there was different clothing, there was different suits. A zillion different, you know, cloth and out. So the technology leaps very quickly, you know, as soon as you figure something out, you try to make it better.
You mentioned The Incredibles. It was the first sort of movie starring a largely sort of human cast. What's that? There's a theory, isn't it, that if you get too close to being realistic, people don't like it.
Uncanny Valley, right? It's just design-wise, when you get too close to a human character, it looks creepy. They look dead in the eyes. I think that's one of the reasons why Avatar succeeded so much, is because it was a pushed character design. The eyes were really big. You know, they had a little bit more exaggerated features, so you really were able to kind of emote with them. When it's too close to humans, we know way too much how a human being looks, and so we spot the problem very quickly.
Will we get to the point where we can do a human problem?
I mean, I think they're already doing it. I mean, they're obviously, you know, they've tried it a lot. I think the point is why. Why would you want to do it? I mean, you know, just hire an actor. You know, like, what do you need to recreate human for, you know, performances for, unless the character or actor's dead? But I feel like, you know, they're obviously will get there. You know, I think they're very close, actually.
You paint the picture of Pixar as being like a wonderful playground to work in. Is that true?
Yeah, it really is a very free and open place. You know, it's gotten bigger over the years, but it still has the, you know, the playfulness, you know, and it always retains that sense of, like, when I first started, you know, it was very small, and it kind of, it's tough. You lose that. There's no doubt about that. You lose a little bit when things get big. But they're always trying to watch out for that.
It makes us out of miles away from Microsoft, for example. The word culture there.
It's funny. Yeah, my brother works for them. Microsoft, you know, I mean, yeah, I mean, any company, you know, it's like, I think a lot of companies have really cool campuses, though, and I think that, yeah, you just have to keep it going.
That's brilliant. Look, I'll let you go because you're going to catch up with some of the other acts tonight. Yes. Oh, just finally, why is it that you're the person, out of all the people at Pixar, and there's hundreds, if not thousands there now, why are you the guy that comes over to New Zealand? Are you the best talker?
No, I think there are tons of people that go out and do talks, and you know, I just happened to meet somebody at the Civic Permanent in Australia who had been trying to get me over here for a long time. I finally had the time to do it. So, you know, I wanted to come over to New Zealand because it was an adventure, you know, to come over here.
We glad you didn't. Keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. It was nice to meet you.
That's Andrew Gordon from Pixar, and if it sounded like I was a huge fan of their work there, well, that's absolutely true. I am. I've seen every movie many, many times. If you'd like to see more examples of their work, you can head along to Pixar.com, or you can go to the movies, where I think Toy Story 3 should still be on. Coming up after the break, Arthur goes along to the Zine Fest, and we talk to the kids of 88.